Welcome back to Afghanistan Now, or at least thoughts about it. The Taliban has, as promised, launched its spring offensive. 3 NATO troops and 5 civilians killed by a roadside bomb today. 3 Afghan police officers died in a Taliban bombing on Sunday. And the Taliban is also claiming that it shot down a cargo plane owned by an American company, killing the 7-member crew. NATO officials say, though, that the plane crashed. Either way, April has been the deadliest month of the year for Taliban attacks, and the spring offensive will test Afghan forces who are supposed to be taking the lead in this war that's stretched out more than 11 years. And the Taliban is ratcheting up as most U.S. and NATO combat troops prepare to draw down by the end of 2014 and ahead of next year's presidential election. So what is the current state of affairs in Afghanistan? Well, according to our next guest, it doesn't much matter. Bing West is former Marine captain and Assistant Secretary of Defense, a current military analyst. And Bing, this would be an awfully short segment if you did not have a good explanation for your response that it doesn't much matter what's going on now. Why? Why do you say that?
Well, Robin, I've been there several times a year now for the last 6 years out in the lines with our troops. And it's pretty obvious this kind of war among the tribes up in the mountains and crossing from Pakistan can just go on and on and on because Pakistan is supporting the Taliban and they have a sanctuary. So I think the only sensible thing to do is exactly what the president is doing, and that is withdraw our troops and turn to the Afghans and say, you're going to have to handle this because we're not going to fight this for you anymore. But there's nothing dramatic that's going to happen. They're not going to rush. The Taliban is not going to rush toward the cities. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the equipment. On the other hand, we don't know how the Afghan soldiers are going to perform until we leave. And we're not leaving for another year. So this year will be more of the same on the ground. It will. Fortunately, we probably won't have many casualties. We're not going out on those patrols anymore. There'll still be these terrible bombs occasionally. But it's just going to gradually this year just ebb away.
It sounds,
next year is going to be different.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it in a second, but staying with the now, it just sounds like gridlock. You mentioned the U.S. ally Pakistan giving aid to the Taliban to keep Afghanistan subservient. They don't want to see Afghanistan allying with India, Pakistan's enemy. And then also the forces, U.S. forces, NATO forces, are under the political control of President Karzai, and he has tightened up on airstrikes. So, as you say, forces are not going out on patrols. Afghan forces are not calling in airstrikes. It just sounds like this malaise. But what about this thinking that this current fighting season will test Afghan forces?
Well, excuse me, but I mean, you just made the perfect case that I would have made. I mean, it is just a traffic jam, and it's not going to show any changes much one way or the other. I mean, what are the Taliban going to do? They're way the heck out there. They're going to attack some Afghan units. Some Afghan units will fight back. But if our reporters aren't out there, and we won't be, we won't know any more about this than we know about something happening in Rwanda or something. So it's slow moving, and it will continue to be slow moving, and there won't be anything dramatic.
Well, talk about next year, if not this year. If you say we have this continued sort of malaise, traffic jam in 2013, 2014, you see the Afghan presidential election, the troop drawdown. What you see movement then?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, if I could see the movement in the stock market, my goodness, I could be Bill Gates, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
I can't predict that. I can say, though, that you can see the storm clouds gathering. How the presidential election in Afghanistan goes off while we're moving out, yes, you're going to have some dramatic movements. But I think the most dramatic movements we're going to see is not until we've left, which is 2015.
Yeah.
It's because if you're a sensible Taliban, you're not going to fool with the United States of America. You're going to wait. So this is going to play out in slow motion.
Well, you say the other thing that happens in 2015 that might have some movement is we'll find out whether Americans decide if they want to keep propping Afghanistan up financially. Now, this comes as we're reading reports of the CIA delivering bags of money to Hamid Karzai, tens of millions of dollars over the last decade, money he reportedly used to pay off warlords and lawmakers for their support. But you say 2015, that's the year when Congress, the American people, have to decide how long they will continue to pay how many billions of dollars to Afghanistan.
You're exactly right, Robin. It 2015, the president and the Congress have to decide, are we going to give about $7 billion a year to Afghanistan for the next 5 years? And if we don't, they absolutely will collapse. But the president then has to go to the Republican-held Congress and say, come on, guys, we're all going to have to work together on this. And I was there in 1975, and the Pentagon was Secretary of Defense Schlesinger, when it all came apart in Vietnam. And the Congress said, we're not going to pay for it anymore. So the year that I see this really testing us is 2 years from now, when you have to, when the Congress says, you expect us to give $7 billion the way they've treated us, and the president will be saying, yes, I do, but then the president's going to have to work with a Republican Congress to get it done. So that's the year that I see things really coming to a head, 2015.
Well, Bing, you're a former Marine captain. This has got to be tough for families of the military to hear that essentially their family members are playing a waiting game in Afghanistan.
You know, the thing I say to all of them, which is a little bit different, Robin, I say to them, look, I'm a Marine. You're a Marine. You volunteered to be a Marine. You volunteered to fight for your country. You're not a politician. You don't get involved in that. You take pride in your job. You take pride in being the man who stands by his duty and his devotion to service. And you have an adventure that no one else really has. You've chosen to be one of the very few out there at the tip of the battle, and you can take great pride in that for the rest of your lives. And I know some of you are going to be killed or maimed, and that happened to us in Vietnam. It happens in every war. But you chose to do that, and God bless you for having chosen to do it. And they resonate with that. The Marines and the grunts, they get that when you say to them, you know, you chose this. You're not the politician. You just carry out your duty. And they'll say, aye, aye, sir.
Well, it's still tough to think of them kind of sitting, waiting, as we all are, but they are on the front lines to see what will happen. Bing West, former Marine captain, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, will link you to his recent article on the war in Afghanistan at hereandnow.org, National Review, I believe. Bing, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay. Take a break. Back with Hockey's Derek Sanderson, Here and Now.